listen to the Black Guy Who Tips podcast because Rod and Karen are hot.
I'm easy like a Sunday morning. I can kick a stupid nervous joint when I'm yawning. Comedy's coming up with that. Oh, excuse me, Elizabeth. This is a big one. I mean, a do-a-do-a-doogie, Howza, because I'm like Bowser, kicking it with the sha-na-na-na, the t-shirt, and the trouser. How's the family ties? I'm blessed with the gift. Open up. Surprise. Big Mac, filet of fish, a quarter pound of french fries, ice coke, milkshake, sundaes, and apple pies. And a cup? Nah, that's enough of that. I'm like an Indian giver. Hey yo, give me that back. Coming again, that hip hop popping rhymes like selector. We be the thoroughbred, so use your head and play the trifecta. Common infector, smug MCs, heads up. You better know, cause what the duck is mean. Now what's your name? Common. Hey, welcome to the Black Guy Who Tips podcast. Your host Rod and
Karen.
We're in the house on a Saturday. Mm-hmm. Time to do some feedback, y'all. Feedback is, you know, when you guys send in your things that you had to say about the things that we said throughout the week when we did podcasts. You know, it's a fairly simple process. You got through a bunch of ways. You can leave 5-star reviews on iTunes. We appreciate those. You can vote in the polls and leave you know, comments there, you know, like on the website on the blackoutist.com. That helps. Let's see, what else I got? You can, I don't know, donate to the show, write emails, leave voicemails, 704-557-0186. Just make sure the email is, the voicemails are 3 minutes or less. Those are a bunch of great ways to get in contact with us. You know, we appreciate everybody takes time out to do that because it helps the show out, you know, and without that, we wouldn't be able to do the things we do, man. We actually, just got a new computer, because you guys do donate and stuff, and the other one was fucking up, and we were having skips in the show, and the sound wasn't playing, it was like delays and stuff, so I hope we fixed it.
Yes, and thank you for everybody, man. People give one-time donations, people that are recurring donators, people that do the premium shows. You guys really helped us make this purchase because it was a purchase we was like, well, we're gonna have to get one anyway because we've had this computer for a very long. But I just said, when it comes to computers, you know, every few years they get slower, you put shit on it, but we've had this one a long time. So I want to tell everybody out there, thank you for putting your five on it.
Yeah, man, it's really awesome that we have a fan base and a you know, an audience that is willing to be so giving, because without y'all, we would still be skipping and scratching, man. Hopefully this fixes all the issues with the sound and stuff. Mm-hmm. You know, new computer, knock on wood. Hope you know, let's just hope that everything's cool.
We have
tried to get the top of the line, you know, so that we won't have to, you know, be buying a new computer next week too, you know.
Ain't that the truth?
You know, and who knows? I mean, we probably, there's so much stuff that we've had so long in this that we just make it work, because I think the audience likes a good quality podcast.
Yeah.
And we want to have the ability to do things, you know, play music and stuff, and you know, we don't like just frivolously spend on the show. We try
we don't
make upgrades and stuff that improve the listening for the audience, and so far we've had we've really had a good audience, and we've, you know, had to take some leaps out on faith and done some things. You know, we push it on credit for the podcast. It was a long time till the podcast was making any money for us, so you know, it's just it's cool to be able to do that, because I'm sure there's a lot of podcasters that would like to be able to do stuff like that, and you know, or they're where we were, where we were putting shit on credit, like, yo, I hope this shit come through one day.
Yeah, we sure, you know, did. Yeah, and that's, it's one of those things where we understand as a podcaster, especially when you initially start, there's a lot of growing pains. And when it comes to, you know, a lot of people are getting into podcasting, and when you first start, you know, I say don't make a huge investment until you know it's something that you really want to dedicate that time and that money to, because once you decide that this is what I'm going to do, you know, it's cost that you have to incur that goes along with that as your audience grows and things like that. And I want to tell everybody out there, thank you. Like, we really could not have done this without you. I don't think our fans realize how important it is that they keep supporting the show, keep sharing, leaving iTunes and Stitches, because even people that was like, well, hey, I didn't have five to give, but you know what you did? You posted something on Facebook, you posted something on Twitter, somebody else found it, and then that person put five on it. So it's just one of those things where just because you might not have the capability to give and donate financially, spreading the word, telling your family members, telling your friends, like, that matters also. And so just everybody out there, just thank you, because you care enough about us and you love us enough that you allow us to give you the best show we can possibly give you, and words just cannot express that enough, guys. Thank you.
Yeah, I went in the Best Buy and the dude was like, do you know online, it was like, oh, this is in stock, you know. I was like, okay, cool, let's go get, you know, spend some money and get this computer tower. And when I got there, he was like, hey, you can't trust what you see online, it's not in stock. And I was like, fuck. And he was like, well, you can get one from across town, but you gotta drive across town pretty much in rush hour traffic and all this shit. And I knew it would be a pain in the ass, but he was like, they got three left. What you can do is you could pay for it here, and then I'll have them reserve it for you. You could drive across town. And, you know, it's a fairly expensive computer. And it's just it wasn't monitoring all this. It was just the tower. And he's like, yeah, you can drive and get it, and you know, I'll make sure it's reserved. And I said, well, I can just drive and get it then.
Who are these people standing there?
He was like, well, by the time you get there, you know, it might be gone. I was like, it's fucking, it's 30 minutes away.
Right.
They about to sell three of these motherfuckers in 30 minutes.
Right.
Three.
Are they selling like fucking hotcakes?
Yeah, I was like, man, I'm good, man. I'll take my chances.
Right. He looked at us disappointed, like,
yeah,
how dare you? You gonna go and they're gonna, he looked at us like, they're gonna be sold out.
But the point, right, like, you'll regret this.
Turn your sound up a little bit, baby.
He just wanted to get that sale. My sound?
Yeah, for some reason you're low.
I'm low?
Yeah.
You sure it's not your headphones or something?
It might be my headphones. I don't know.
Y'all keep, you and Justin always have me turn y'all headphones all the way down all the time and shit. But yeah, so he was like, if you want to make sure you get it, you need to buy it now. I was like, you just want this sale.
Right.
Anyway,
you want this sale at this store.
But the point was, it's because of the fans that I was like, yeah, we got to have it today. You know,
yeah,
what I mean?
There,
like,
there wasn't an option.
Thursday's kind of my only day, quote unquote, off,
right,
on this podcast. So it had to happen Thursday.
It had to.
I needed to spend all day Friday putting all this programs and all the equipment back together and all this shit today.
Doing the learning curve and all that.
You know, Friday, just in case some shit goes wrong, you know. Okay, you know, those last minute, I had to buy a new USB hub. Like, you know, little last minute shit that always comes up when anyone that knows about computers knows the struggle.
Yeah.
It's always some shit you didn't think about where you're like, fuck, this ain't got no, you know, this guy. It's got a gaming sound card. Damn, I got to get a new type of converter to do this. You know, it's always something.
Right.
So the point being, like, it was because of the fans that I felt that urgency, man. I don't want my podcast sounding glitchy and shit, man. I'm sure people don't like that. I don't like it.
No.
You know, I was paranoid as fuck listening to every episode, like, come on, baby, crossing my fingers, like,
right,
we could just make it through 2 hours without no skips.
Right.
So
yeah, so when y'all was hitting us up, we was doing the same thing. And then at least this transition was a whole hell of a lot smoother than the first time, because the very first time we had a computer for years. And when we did our very first episode, man, we was tearing Circuit City up. I think we went back and forth to the computer store like 4 or 5 times in that one night.
It was crazy.
Y'all almost didn't get that first episode. And then once we started recording that bitch, we had to stop, pause, reject. And we recorded that first episode like 5 or 6
times. The first episode don't even sound right.
We're
not enthusiastic at all.
Because we was tired. It was fucking like almost probably midnight, 1 a.m. in the morning before we even got to press play on that bitch. And then they actually kept the recording.
Yeah, it's just like, welcome to the Blackout Tips podcast.
We've been doing that shit for hours.
Oh my God, Jesus. Lord, I hope this is recording somebody out there in the world. I hope
we get it on iTunes.
Yeah. Guys, can anybody hear me out there? If y'all can hear me.
I hope y'all can.
Let a nigga know what's going on.
We don't even know what the fuck an RSS feed is. You know, after we finished, it was like, okay, I got a podcast. What the fuck do I do now? Now people can Google that shit. But when we started, everything was motherfucking scratch. There was no manual out there.
Yeah, man. It was, so, you know, it was taking that trip down memory lane, man.
Right.
It was definitely
this was a lot smoother. I would take a 30-minute ride on the other side of town versus spending 5 hours a day.
Also, last time, like, I remember one of the computers just blew out. We didn't have a chance to move all the stuff over. We had to go.
So we lost everything.
Download all the episodes off the internet. It was wild, man. Here's actually the first episode called The Love Cast. This is what it sounded like back in the day.
We were tired, y'all.
Back in the day when we started this. Let me see if I can get it to play. I got to pick the new default programs. That's always cool. Let's go with Windows Media Player.
Oh, yeah, this one we have music, too,
yeah,
y'all.
Yeah, we start with music, guys.
For those of you that don't remember.
Go, baby.
This is before he went crazy.
My lady's at. No crazy at. Y'all be a maniac. Go, baby. Go, baby. Yeah, I forget we used to have that music. Go, baby. Call myself putting people on to something.
With the words and shit. Right. Not realizing that they talking and we talking too.
Hi, welcome to the Black Guys and Chips podcast. This is our first podcast. You're here with Rodimus Prime from Twitter. Or also known as,
from Twitter. this shit ain't even in HD. Y'all know now we sound like surround sound. Back in the day, we was standard definition.
We was just talking to us talking to Shirley.
And Shirley.
Karen, say hello to the good people out there.
Look, Karen didn't want to say hello. I had to tell people. I had to be like, Karen, come on now. You got me looking stupid by myself.
What's up, everybody?
And you can follow Karen on Twitter at
I remember this.
You had the worst Twitter name. Your Twitter name was terrible.
Yeah, my Twitter name was horrible, y'all. Because we joke about that. Some other people would joke me about what my old Twitter name used to be. I'm like, Y00XY313222. We joke about it. But that was my login for college, so I just kept that login, but it was terrible. So eventually, as time went on, we was like, hey, we got to get you a cool Twitter name. We was like, what do you say? Say that again. So that's how my name became Say That Again. That is in DAT. Yeah, it was bad, y'all. Real bad.
0227, like the TV show with Sandra and Mary.
That's right. And Jack. Hey.
Oh, my God, we are terrible. All right, I can't take it anymore.
You sure play a little bit?
No, I'm sure. I'm good. That's enough.
You sure?
You guys got enough. If you don't hit more of that shit, go premium. I'm sorry.
Oh, yeah.
Because I don't.
And go away and dig all the way back down to number one.
Jesus, that's just embarrassing. Oh, that was okay. The eye drive's fucking up. All right. Anyway, so basically, let's go ahead and get into the people who did donate.
Yes.
Let's play our song.
Hey, dope. Hey, hold on. Don't start this shit. That kid's chaos. I let him in. Hey, what's up, blood? What's up, boy? This nigga over here jocking me, man. What? Yeah, hold on. Let me get some of this shit.
Oh, man, it's that Point Blank.
Yeah.
Oh, man, I'm on the dick, man.
Mm-hmm.
Yo, Point Blank.
What?
Man, I heard on the radio, man, you're doing your video, man.
Mm-hmm.
Oh man, let me in, man. I wanna be down, man. Last album, man, was dope, man.
Is this the same you choir from last week?
Appreciate it.
Oh, I'm down, man. You know, I'm sorry. That is the wrong. That is the wrong song,
what
y'all.
What is happening, Pastor?
There is egg on my face. Here we go. My bad. So shout out to everybody that donated. Thank you very much.
What is this?
Just give them. People donate to the show. Karen, just trying. Okay, what's song? You know what? I just had that in the car. I was listening to that.
That's your own personal mixer.
I just left it on. Here we go. There we go. Okay.
There you go. That's the right musical selection, choir.
To recession, depression, and unemployment. This song is for you.
Today's a new day.
That's right. Yay. New day. Shout out to the people that donated to the building fund.
Now we got a computer to do our taxes.
Fonja. Hope I pronounced it right. Either that or Fonya. She donated with the one-time donation. Thank you. LaBella Body Care, you guys know her on Twitter. Hooking y'all up. Getting y'all creamed up. Moisturized. Mm-hmm. Hair on fleek.
Looking right. Face on fleek.
Adrian hooking us up. Hugh G. Hugh G hit us with the recurring donation. Thank you, Hugh. Alexander M, recurring donator. Terry W, recurring donator. Jason F, recurring donation. Thank you, Jason. Portia S, recurring donator. Calvin N, recurring donation. Chet F, thank you, Chet.
A lot of new names.
Gerard L, he hit us with that recurring donation. Tawana J. Cedric the Entertainer, hit us with that recurring donator. Galen wrote in, no more clipping. Keep up the great work. Love you guys for his donation. Thank you very much, Galen. We trying to get that clipping app out of here too. Asia D, recurring donator. Thank you, Asia. Gabriel L, Linwood C, and that's everybody for this week. Thank you so much for donating to the show, man. Y'all helped us out, and we're able to get that computer fund going. Okay. Where is that love, y'all?
Where is the love and the joy that you promised me? Tell me it's alright.
The truth is,
I almost gave up, but a power that I can't explain.
The Holy Ghost power. Somebody told me Kirk Franklin working with Kanye on his new album.
Oh, that shit gonna be hot fire.
Saw a picture of it. Kanye said it was a gospel album. I don't know if it's true or not, but
I don't care.
These are things on the internet.
It gonna be the fire. Jesus gonna be lit.
So we got some actual five star reviews on iTunes and Stitcher. We got one on iTunes, and it's from BG Valley, who says, hilarious podcast, five stars. I love this pod. Came across it a couple months ago and feel like I'm listening to family cutting up at a spades table. You can pretty much pick any episode to get hooked, but I recommend the Bullet Ball Redux because Bullet Ball is funny on its own, but with Rod and Karen giving running synopsis, you'll be Def Comedy Jam laughing at your home or in your office or gym. Keep up the great work, guys. Thank you.
Thank you, sweetie. That's one of my favorite things to do is every year or every other year we always do a retake of Bullet Ball. I always love doing it because we have people that, you know, find us at different points and they'll be like, what the fuck is this goddamn Bullet Ball they talk about every commercial? So it's, I mean, not every commercial, but end of the show. So it's always a blast to see people discover the greatness called Bullet Ball.
And Justin loves doing it too, so it's cool. We can do it with
you. Did we do that one time with Anthony?
Yeah, I think we did for Anthony too.
I think that was the very first time we covered it, wasn't it?
I don't know if it was, maybe. Well, Anthony Morrow is my cousin. He plays in the NBA. You guys may have heard of him. He was on the podcast. I know we definitely talked about Bullet Ball then. We also had some five-star reviews on Stitcher. L the Bell says, one of my absolute faves, five stars. How did I get through my workday before I discovered this? Simply the best.
We're glad we're here for you, baby.
And Janice Bravo says, five stars, the real deal. Did you say you wanted a highly informative and funny podcast? Here it is. Rod and Karen will give you life and help you get through your day. Thank you.
Thank you, sweetie.
Appreciate all the five-star reviews. Oh, yeah, I guess I'd be remiss to say, man, rest in peace to Maurice White, man. Earth, Wind, and Fire founder. I was listening to Way of the World before I started the podcast today.
Oh, legend.
Yeah, I remember when I bought that album cassette. I bought that and I bought The Best of the Temptations, like a collection or whatever, on cassette on my way.
On cassette? When I used to, we old dog.
Yeah, it was when I used to I had my car and I used to drive from Fayetteville back to Charlotte to see Karen and my family and stuff. Mm-hmm. And one day I just walked up in there. They had like 99 cent cassettes. And I was like, I remember my dad playing with Earth, Wind, and Fire when I was a kid, you know, around the house and, you know, and I just randomly just said, hey, Way of the World. And, you know, that's one of those albums I've memorized backwards and forwards and all the, you know, the rap And I mean rap, I don't mean hip-hop rap.
No, yeah,
I mean rap when you like talk to a lady like,
right, that's what they used to call rapping, you young people.
Yeah, I want you to stop what you do. I want to rap to you, girl.
Yeah,
stop what you doing. Just stop. They it's like they knew you wasn't stopping at first.
they had to let you know,
right? But yeah, so you know, it's kind of cool that you know, that because like when the David Bowie shit happened, I just really didn't have much frame of reference because I just wasn't necessarily a fan. Not that I was against him, no kind of, right, hate or nothing, just wasn't on my radar, yeah, like that, even though he had a huge impact on music. But Maurice White dying, man, that's pretty big, man, because I, you know, I definitely remember that shit. Like, you know, plus going to HBCU, nigga, every halftime. Yeah. You know what I mean? I heard September so many fucking times. You know what I mean? You don't even need to have an album. Mm. You know September you went to a HBCU, dog.
Yeah, even if your parents didn't play it for you, you heard that damn song. That was somewhere doing a halftime show.
Homecoming, they hit that motherfucking Earth, Wind & Fire set.
Right, and I think the old folks got more crunk than we did.
Mm-hmm. So
that's my shit.
I know.
Oh, come on, auntie.
Mm-hmm. So yeah, man. Rest in peace. All right, let's talk about the comments on the actual episodes on the website, the Blackout.
We ain't get no iTunes reviews.
I did one. We had one.
Okay. I want to be sure.
Yeah, I did it first.
Oh, okay. I thought it was all blended with the Stitcher. My bad. My bad. But y'all need to get on it. One. Come on, dog.
I did it first. To paraphrase Ray Javius Jenkins III.
He's a terrible person.
Anyway, we had episode 1126. No comments. It was called Lick Meech M. Arsh. It was a feedback episode. And
that name.
The poll was, you ever had a finger stuck up your booty hole or stuck a finger in someone's booty hole? Yes or no? No comments. You closet freaks. Y'all shamed? Y'all afraid to put it on to say who fingers been in what and what fingers been in who? Anyway, in this anonymous poll, apparently, since nobody wanted to come forward, 53% of y'all have either stuck a finger in somebody's booty hole or had a finger stuck in yours. 47% of y'all are prudes and need to spice it up.
Oh, Lord.
Get to sticking them fingers in places they don't belong. What's wrong with y'all? We got episode 1127, Martin Shkreli versus Dennis. We talked about Dennis. That that hedge fund dude wanted to battle rap Ghostface.
Yeah, trying to be all hardcore.
Burrito Factory, Gay News, Mike Epps getting a divorce.
Right, talking about some clapback. That was a boring his ass clapback I've ever heard.
Listen,
didn't have no music playing.
Listen, Dennis. Anyway, we had two comments. R.D. Miller says, hey, Rod and Karen, as a 48-year-old mother and grandmother, Lord knows I know better than to laugh at that guy for being so casual after just getting shot. Yeah, we.
That was hilarious.
There's a guy who did a fucking whole interview on TV with the news anchor after getting shot in the chest.
Yeah, like we seen like his wounds and everything. He showed her like the pad they had over his chest.
Yeah, he's like, you know, it ain't really nothing, just a punk ass bullet.
Right,
like,
he just smoking hard too.
Yeah, he was smoking a cigarette, smoke's coming out the chest wound. I don't know what he was right thinking. But I just couldn't help myself. I laughed so hard I cried. Devon, baby, I hope you got medical attention after the interview. Guess the race gets me every time. Thanks, RD.
Thank you.
RD Miller. Anime Sparks says, ugh, fucking Meek. He over here looking like the kid at school who thinks up a comeback 2 weeks after being joked on. Oh, you mean me? No, just kidding. Everybody had that feeling. I don't know about girls or not, but I know definitely as a boy, I had that feeling of either, I should have fought that nigga, like, and I'll be thinking about that shit weeks later. If I would have just hit him in the eye right then, I could have won. And then, the other thing was, I should have said something. And then I still do that today where I'm like, if I would have said this, it would have been the perfect thing to say. But of course I didn't say that. I said something awkward, you know.
Like I always do, huh?
Yeah. Somebody said something to me the other day. Oh man, somebody seen my Panthers hat. Oh, okay. So I went to Office Depot to get the USB hub and this dude seen my Panthers hat And I was in a rush because I needed to come back here.
Get everything set up.
And I needed to watch Love & Hip Hop and Stevie J before Justin got here so that we could talk about it on the pregame. So I had all this shit going on in my head. And I was like, okay, Office Depot, I can go to get this USB hub, rush home. If I fast forward through commercials, I should be able to get out everything done by the time Justin shows up. Man, this dude, and this is all going on in my head. And dude was like, oh, yeah, man, you know, big game coming up on Sunday. I said, yep, sure, big game, man. And he's like, yeah, man, this, you know, because this is gonna be the biggest one. That's right, Super Bowl. Then he was like, all right, man, you know, just you want to sign up for our premium card or whatever? I was like,
oh, nope. This is the cashier?
Yeah, I was like, I don't want to sign up for any of that. I just want to pay for this and leave.
Now do you want to donate a dollar to charity?
Right. And then, so then I went to swipe my card. He's like, and it was the business card. So it's like, yeah, you can't swipe it. You got to put, it's got one of those things on it. You got to put the thing in, which I hate.
Right.
I don't know why that's more convenient. It's not.
It's really not. You actually bet on swiping that shit because it actually takes fucking twice as long. You sit the card in there and it runs. No, put it like this. If the cashier don't tell you, swipe it. And then the machine to go, nah, it'll make this loud ass sound and make it appear like you ain't got no fucking money. And then once you stick the card in there, it sits, it spins, it rolls, it asks you to do this. You gotta go through 18 fucking prompts and then it reads your thing, asks you to put in your pin code. Shit, I could have swiped in and put in my pin code. We could have been there into this transaction.
Yeah, it doesn't stop you from doing anything.
No. Like,
so anyway, I put it in and I know there's money in our business account, right? I know there's money in our business account. Like, it's not, oh, I hope there's money. Like, you know, when you're in college and you like, you know, like oh man,
you juggling them pennies.
I hope this $5 is in there,
right?
We both gonna be surprised. Like when you in college and you swipe your credit card and y'all both surprised it went through, like, oh damn, look at me.
Right. I guess I get that feeling on.
I guess I do get pizza today.
Today.
You know, so buddy, you know, so buddy, I swipe it and he's like, nah, you gotta stick it in. So I stick it in. And the thing I hate about the stick it in thing is it starts doing all this processing.
Right.
And it gives you this sound, but the sound, which normally means you missed a question on Jeopardy or something.
Yes.
Is actually don't remove your card. It's like, don't take your card out. So I'm like, okay. And then when it's done, it goes one more time, right? So when it was done, it said, but this said declined. And I was like, declined?
What the fuck is this?
But I know money's in there,
right?
You know what I mean? It's like, okay. And I think, and someone got right, of course, right when this happened, someone got behind me in line, and he's like, yeah. And so I said out loud, decline. And then I was like, well, let me just use a different card because I'm not trying to prove anything to the machine, and I really didn't have time to prove a point. You like.
Right. If I was had like, the time, I'd have been you'd have been that old little white lady. We gonna swipe this today. I don't give a fuck about the line backing up.
Yeah, I didn't have time.
Get your machine right.
Yeah, I didn't have time. So I was just like, I don't need to prove to you guys with no ego that I got money. I know there's money in there. So I just used a different card and same chip, same bank, but this time I'll put it through as credit instead of trying to put it through as debit. And it worked, right? And like when it got declined and I was like, well, just use this card because it got declined. He was like, you know, it got declined. I was like, yes, nigga. Like, yes, I know it got declined. I watched the sign. I can read. You know what I'm saying? It just made the sound in my face too.
Right. We all seen this bitch.
Yeah. But it was just like, it was so awkward and shit afterwards, man. It was just like shit like that always happens to me. So yeah. I do have the 2 weeks later. I'll be like, oh man, I should have said Peyton Manning gonna get declined when they play in the Super Bowl. But I didn't think of that till just now. I should have said it then.
Till just now.
Would have been hilarious yesterday, you know?
Yeah. That shit right there will make you mad because periodically, and I've seen this happen to customers before, where periodically they'll have that cleaning shit where they don't tell you or they're upgrading the system shit that they don't tell people about. And it's weird, but if you happen to swipe your card and then 5 minutes where they're actually doing their cleaning, your shit will literally get declined and you won't know why and you'll have the money and you look like a fool.
I literally don't care. I walked right outside, went on my bank app on my phone, was like, yep, money's still in there. Cool.
Went on about your day.
Yeah, I don't have an ego about the shit. I was like, I don't, what I, you know what it is? I think, and this, I don't know what people think I am, but I feel like I'm pretty much a cynic or a pessimist most of the time. Like, most of the time I don't think shit will work out. Yeah, so when it I'm very surprised it did.
And I'm the complete opposite. And so, sometimes you have to bring me to reality.
So I think every single time I've ever swiped my card in my entire life, even when I've had the money in there, every single time I've been prepared for it to just not go through so I can be like, yeah, of course.
And see, you know? I'm the opposite. That shit go, we gonna I be done cut a fool because I'm like, nope, my money in there.
I didn't have time to cut a fool. Two, I would have left that shit there. Like, if it would have declined again, I'm like, I don't know, man, not my day. All right, player. Like,
man, walk my ass at the store.
I guess I'll get it online.
Other shit you had to do.
Yeah, even if I wouldn't have, it's just not that important to me. I'm just like, all right, well, what was I thinking that I was secretly gonna come in here and buy something as an adult? Y'all know I'm a kid. I shouldn't even be in here.
Not me. I work too hard. I'll be like, nope, bitch, we gonna sit here to this shit except nope, fix your machine, call somebody, I got money up in there.
Just a different mentality, man. So yep. Yeah,
if I know I got the money, bitch, what's wrong? Call the 1-800 number in my face.
The thing is when you just swipe it and put in your code, it's so much more, I have more confidence in that because I've done it 100 times. With the new thing, it's like the swipe part is still on the machine. You swipe it, then they're like, no, you have to stick it in. You stick it in, then you got to stare at it for 5 minutes. So you're looking at it and it's like processing. Is this a debit or a credit card? Debit. Processing. You want to put this whole amount on here? Yes. Processing.
Would you like money back?
Processing.
Yes.
You want some cash? No. Processing.
And my thing is this.
Approve. I'm like, approve. No, nigga, that sound like my shit fucked up. Like, y'all need a ding sound or something, man. Right. Y'all like
something more smoother sounding to the ears.
Yeah.
And my thing is, what happened if your chip in your card fucks up?
I'm not trying
to be funny because it's reading the chip in the card. What happened if your chip cracks or some shit? We looking at each other and nobody knows what's happening.
What happens is the same shit that I just walk home. I don't know. Anyway, do you watch the Pro Bowl? Was the poll for 11/27? Yes or no? 8% of the audience does watch the NFL Pro Bowl. 92% does not. See, the Matador says, I've watched part of the Pro Bowl when flipping through channels looking for basketball. I forget it's coming on TV despite the litany of ESPN commercials letting me know the week prior. Yeah.
Me too. Don't care.
I don't like the Pro Bowl and don't care. But that day was a Sunday and the Pro Bowl was coming on. That's why we made that the post. Episode 1128, Freedom McGriddle. Well, we had Tracy Clayton of BuzzFeed's Another Round podcast.
Yes, that was fun.
To discuss working at BuzzFeed, doing interviews, Frederick Douglass, Japanese Robot Farm, bunch of stuff. She was a really cool guest. A lot of people enjoyed her. Saw everybody tweeting about it.
Yes, they did.
Tweeting at her, letting her know, hey, you were great. Really love your show. Some people even said we introduced them to Another Round.
Yeah.
I'm like, that's dope, man.
They're fun.
Yeah, they are fun. I think you guys will love them if you love us. Writer Chick says, I'm so glad you guys are able to have Tracy on the show. I've always felt like she in heaven would fit right in on one of your broadcasts. Thank you. And I actually had to look, man, it was a lot of work getting her on the show, man. And I don't mean it in she was being difficult. I just mean she's a very busy person.
Yeah, scheduling.
If you follow her on Twitter, you know, she got some of the same social phobia shit I got, you know, where it's just like life can be just too much some days, you know. And she, I emailed her so many times and she emails back, you know, and sometimes it take a while between emails and stuff, man. I didn't want to hassle her. I didn't want to be a nuisance because I really hate people that are just no one wants someone to be on that show with the attitude of I harassed you into doing it, now do it, you know?
Right.
So
you try to be reasonable. That's why sometimes people have asked for a certain guest to be on the show and you behind the scenes it literally take months for us to get this person pinned down,
right? If at all, you know?
Right, if at all.
But I mean, shit, our Fan Bros, same thing. Fan Bros took forever to get Ben Amin and Tatiana on.
But it was worth it though. It was
It's always worth it. Like once you get it done, you know, the audience don't know about the work.
Right.
So once you get it done, it's just boom, man, podcast is having it. Mm-hmm. So, you know, but yeah, you guys have a list of people you want on the show. We have a list of people we want on the show.
Mm-hmm. Sometimes they're the same, sometimes they're not.
yeah, man. So it was so dope to have Tracy on the show, man. She's so hilarious, and you know, I know the audience definitely got to enjoy her being on with us, and we enjoyed her too. Chicky Boo Boo says, oh my god, y'all got Tracy aka Broken McPoverty on the show. Y'all done made it. Mr. and Mrs. Tips is big time now.
Mr. and Mrs. Tips.
They call me Mr. Tips.
Jail.
Fantastic show. I absolutely enjoyed this episode. I can't wait till next time when you guys can get both another round ladies on the show. Oh, yes. Oh, of course. Yeah. I'm sure it'll be easy. Just snap, snap.
Yeah.
Get right on it. Next week. B-Touch says, it was so good to hear Tracy on this episode and to see her doing big things with Heaven on another round. Dope, man. I'm glad y'all enjoyed that, man. Yeah, we did.
We had a blast.
And the poll was, after the outbreak is declared over, will you eat at Chipotle? Because it has been declared over. Yes, 33%. No, 54%. Wow. So y'all never gonna eat Chipotle again. 54% of y'all are off the sauce. Y'all, okay. All right. And 13% said, I never stopped. So if you add up yes and I never stopped, 46% of y'all still eat Chipotle, and that's cool with me because I'm with y'all. Evie E says, I had Chipotle this week and it was delicious and I'm still alive. You know what I'm saying?
I'm glad you are, baby.
Everybody I know who's eating it is still alive. Rider Chick 4 says, hell no. And they need to close down those raggedy ass Chipotle stores. Well, you know what, Rider Chick 4? You spelled Chipotle wrong. You had the L before the T. That's right, I'm petty. You don't agree with me? Then I get to bust out your spelling errors.
Mm-hmm. Oh, Lord. I agree with you, baby.
But she don't do the reading, y'all. So that's why your spelling errors on the streets.
It don't matter. I'm with you. Nope.
Episode 1129, Boom Shakalaka. We talked about Dr. Reverend Manning and the Pettiwap brothers who played that for everybody, and Ben Carson needs some fresh gear. Terrence writes in, here's my take on the conversation about Bill Cosby and his attorney. First, I think OJ should have been found guilty. I think Zimmerman should have been found guilty. And I think Cosby is likely guilty of the allegations against him. Yeah, people always bring up the people that got away with it. Like, what about them? Why can't Cosby get away with rape? Be like, nigga, nobody wanted them to get away either. That was wrong, too.
Right.
That said, I would not characterize any of the defense attorneys or the prosecutors in their cases as pieces of shit. In America, we have adversarial justice model where an aggressive prosecution should be met with an aggressive defense. We cannot have a system where only those defendants thought to be not guilty have access to competent defense counsel. One need only recall the trial of the Central Park Five. I'm certain that the defendants and their defense attorneys were savaged in the press and in conversations. And of course, that is, of course, until those same defense attorneys proved that the defendants were, in fact, not guilty of the offenses they were charged with and in prison for. Those attorneys did not prove that. That was a guy who actually confessed. You gotta watch the Central Park Five again, Terrence. That was a guy who confessed. So the defense attorneys actually lost that. The other thing, now Karen called her a piece of shit. The other reason that I would say it's a bit different is she's on TV trying to win a public relations battle, not in the courtroom trying to win a court battle. So the vigorous defense thing really doesn't hold weight to me. Like, she don't have to go on TV and be the face of Bill Cosby's rapist defense.
Nope.
And I would say that about anybody who did it. Like, it's not a court of law, it's a court of public opinion.
Right.
And in my opinion, no matter if you're getting paid by him or not, you're a piece of shit. The same way I feel about Stacey Dash, she gets a check to do what she does, but I don't have to like it.
Nope.
So I feel like a lot of people had this misplaced notion that they keep conflating the court of law with the court of public opinion. If she wants to go in the courtroom and try to use tactics and shit, that's the court of law. She can do that. She wants to take her ass on my TV and defend this dude being a rapist, I get to go, I don't like that woman on my TV. I think she's a piece of shit for taking that money and doing this job.
Correct. And it's, and also it's one of those things. It's a moral standing, and that's morally how I feel about her. And that's just one of those things where I didn't ask her to be on my TV. She came on my TV on her own accord. And that's how I feel about her defending him. That's exactly how I feel. And her in the courtroom, outside of the courtroom, that's irrelevant to me. She was on my TV talking, and I had the right to form my opinion. And that's how I felt about her defending this fucking rapist.
Yeah, the article wasn't talking about, which is so funny to me, because I don't want to insult people, but it's easy how easily people, it's funny how easily people get suckered in. Cause we watch so much courtroom dramas and shit. It's so wild how people are just like, yeah, she's defending him. No, she's on TV doing interviews.
Right.
Arguing as a talking head defending him. That's not the same as your right to a vigorous defense in the court of law.
Right.
It's not the same. We keep conflating the two. But they can bring on anybody to do what she's doing as far as just going on TV and arguing his point.
And I would say the same thing.
Right. It's very ironic that the only people I've seen defend him are like comedians and hotep niggas that do it very badly.
Right.
Or her, who has to be paid to do the same thing that they've been doing for her, but are doing for him for free, you know, but. Mm-hmm. It's not like you're just like, it's just not about, it was not about just saying, like, put it this way. Why do I, in the articles, why do we have to say she's such a great person?
Right.
Because all the articles were framing it. Cause you keep in mind, our comments are in response to something. All of our comments were in response to someone telling us, no, she's a great person. And you need to respect that. And she's so good at lawyering and all this shit. And we're like, one, you don't know that. Two, she's not saying anything new. And three, she's still a piece of shit for taking this job.
Right.
And it's like, people just want to throw all that away because she's a black woman doing it. But you don't throw that away for Stacey Dash. Mm-hmm. You don't throw that away for whoever was Zimmerman's lawyer. You're not going to throw that away for Darren Wilson's lawyer. Like, you, no one, we don't do that for anybody else. It's because she's a black woman. We want to feel that she's, you know, well, she's one of us, so we want to feel proud of her. And I'm like,
right.
She's one of us and she's doing something reprehensible.
Right, and she's not above reproach. And that's something that when it comes to this, I think people get all in their feelings and they look at her as a black woman doing this great thing. Well, yes, she is a black woman, but is what she doing that great? And once you start asking those questions, you start like nitpicking it apart. Like I say, it would not matter whose talking point this was, because like you said, her talking to Mark Lamont Hill and all these other people, she is not bringing lawyer speech in there. She is not coming in there talking about all the lawyer talk. She's coming in there talking plain language. I can comprehend this woman. I can understand this woman. This woman is coming in there and she's talking, and I have the right to critique her words no matter what color she is, and I have the right to say that she's a piece of shit for defending him. I have the right to say that, and it does not make me wrong. Just like a lot of people have the right to praise her, fine. I have the right to say I do not agree with what she's saying just because she's black. It does not put her off the hook.
Yeah, she's just making an argument. It's not, this isn't an actual legal defense. It's just an argument. EVE says, I never really understood the entire cultural appropriation argument. I think fashion is universal for the most part. When I see white people wearing cornrows, it doesn't make me feel one way or another. But what I do have a problem with is when those same cornrows are considered trendy and fashion forward on other races and ghetto on black people, although that may be two different issues. I feel like it's kind of the same issue as you're watching them take advantage of their white privilege and be praised for the same things that black people are admonished for. I don't know that it's an individual issue that I have as much as a societal issue.
Right.
With the idea, you know, it's kind of like, you know, it's like if Carson Palmer breaks out the pocket and goes on a 15-yard run, we praise him for doing that and improvising. But if RG3 does the same thing, we say, well, is that because he can't throw from the pocket? Is that because he's not smart enough to do it? You know, like, it's definitely a double standard. And I think that must lie at a lot of the cultural appropriation argument shit, which is the double standard of it being a negative when you look at certain races and cultures, and then at others it's a positive. Like, look at, oh, look how cool and neat this person is for branching out, when they're like, well, that's just what I wear normally. Like, that's not Right. And you don't celebrate me in the way that you celebrate them for doing the same shit that I normally do.
In fact, you criticize me. In fact, you want my style and you want everything about me without having to deal with the reality of being black.
I don't even go as far as to say not even for shit that you get criticized about. Like, even if it was like Beyonce wearing Indian garb. Like, I don't think that there's necessarily a negative stereotype attached to Indian women wearing that. You know, culturally, like, you know, from our perspective, right. We might be ignorant of the culture.
Correct.
But it's not like, she's so ghetto for wearing that. Like, I don't think that there's a necessarily a negative correlation, but it's also not Beyonce's culture.
Correct.
To grow up wearing that stuff. So I can understand people feeling some kind of way. Like, I think I just think it doesn't matter if it's positive or negative for certain shit, because some people just don't want you rocking they shit. Like, you didn't grow up like this, you didn't come from this, now I don't want you rocking it. I don't necessarily get down like that, and I don't really get the emotional response that they have for it, as far as like it, not I don't get it, but I don't have it. I don't have that, right, emotional
a lot of people
response
have a lot of ownership over that stuff.
Yeah, I don't have that emotional, right, response. Like, to me, it's just kind of like whatever, you know what I mean? But some people really don't like that shit, and you know, I understand that they don't like it. So, I'm not really trying to debate it with them or whatever. They can feel free to do that. I don't know. And like I said, I don't know that everybody has made a decision. And I don't think we ever will reach a consensus that certain things are appreciation and certain things are appropriation.
Yeah,
I saw a woman who was invited to a wedding. It was an Indian wedding. She was a black woman, so they had the people at the in the wedding party and stuff wear fashions that, you know, obviously the bride and groom or whatever picked out, and it was Indian garb, but she was a black woman, or traditional Indian garb, you know, in the ways that we see it here in America through our cultural lens. Not that I know shit about it. And I remember this person posted a picture like, this is my mom, her best friend's getting married, so she's wearing this today, and she's in the wedding party, and out of appreciation for her culture, for her friend's culture. Mm-hmm. And I saw that shit all day go on Twitter, where people were like, see, man, this is my problem with appropriation. And that dude had the patience of Job, because he kept responding like, no, I said appreciation, not appropriation.
Right. She's a lot of people think it's the same.
And people are like, no, it's appropriation. This is my problem. I said appreciation, not appropriation. And it was going all day. And I was like, yeah, I don't think I'll ever understand. You know what I mean? Cause to me, I would just think that's cool to friends, but to some people on the outside looking in, it's like, I still feel offended when I see this. So I don't know what to say. I hate when magazines will present black hairstyles on white girls as if they're new discoveries. Well, we've been doing it for years. Yeah, people have been talking about that part of it too, the erasure. Some people say it's only appropriation if you erase where it came from.
Because if you're trying to erase the foundation and the history, like, it's brand fucking new. Yeah, to me, that's a problem. That is a complete issue. Well, you present it like we the first people to come up with this shit. No, you're not.
Yeah. So I think most people would probably agree that that's pretty fucked up. If you try to say, hey, rocking Tim's is new, people would be like, come on, man.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? I think people might be able to agree on that. I think, but like with the Beyonce things, people were like, well, she erased whatever woman could have took her place in the video. To which I'm like, does that count as erasing? I don't know. I don't feel it does, but
all right.
I'm sure some people will feel that, hey, why didn't they just go get an actual Bollywood star actress or Indian singer to do this part rather than have Beyonce do it, you know, which obviously is their prerogative. But yeah, that's, so I don't know what that line starts, but I don't think she was walking around going, I invented this shit, you know?
No, I don't think she was either.
Give credit where credit is due, and maybe some people wouldn't be so upset about it, but then again, some people get angry over the issue no matter what, and who are we to tell someone how to feel about something? Yeah, I'm definitely not stepping in to tell anybody they can or cannot be offended by that shit, because
right,
honestly, it's on that level where I'm not affected by it, so I'm not angry. But I'm not affected by it, I don't mean because it's Beyonce and Indian culture. I mean, I'm not affected by it when it's Black culture. Like, I just don't, like, I don't get that. Oh, these motherfuckers. So I can't even, I'm just not an expert on that at all. And I think you need that visceral emotional response to it in order to truly try to understand where they're coming from. Anyway, the poll was Coldplay and Beyonce culturally appropriating? 34% of the audience said yes, they were. 23% say no, they were not. And 43% said, I don't really understand. That's the camp I'm in. I don't really understand. I ain't gonna lie to y'all.
Yeah, because because I'm talking from a very ignorant spot.
Yeah, I don't.
Not knowing the background, not knowing the history and the culture of the people. Let's just keep that real.
We talked all that time on that show, and I was at the end of that segment. I was just like, so in conclusion, I don't know. I don't know. If y'all mad, y'all mad. I don't even know. Kyle says, honestly, it's not my place to say I'm not Indian and I don't have any knowledge of the culture. With that being said, though, if the people of that culture and heritage are saying that then they probably are. And while I understand that Beyonce has been unfairly criticized in the past, I don't think people are just hating on the situation. Oh, she said they being Coldplay and Beyonce. Sorry about that. Yeah. Yeah, that's why I made the poll, Coldplay and Beyonce, because I feel like part of the low key schism on this joint was
all about Beyonce.
Yeah, Beyonce was like,
because it's video featuring her.
Yeah, like their idea is to have her do the Bollywood star part, you know. Anyway, episode 1130, Bernie Bros Before Hoes. We had one comment. VC3 says, regarding the whole Bernie Bros saga with the Young Turks, it's not that they didn't want to know. They knew all this was going on for months. When it was happening to so many Black and Latino people online, it's that they don't care. To so many of these folks, it's all a sport. Yep. So many progressive media outlets are in the tank for Sanders' campaign, and they all think they have influence on how this primary election is going to play out, that they have deceived themselves into believing that this is 2008 and Sanders is Obama. Low key, guys, I don't know how to best articulate this, but the Sanders is Obama thing is low-key infuriating. Low-key, it's kind of infuriating. Because at least with Obama, he had that Black vote wrapped up.
Right.
Sanders really think he can win the national platform, like, once he beats Hillary in the primary, assuming that happens. I'm just giving him that, right?
With say no he did. Black support.
Yes, yeah, say he beats Hillary with no Black vote. He gonna win the national fucking election with no Black vote?
That's not happening.
He thinks Black people are as motivated as we were for President Barack Obama. Do y'all remember the turnout for President Barack Obama?
Like 90-something%.
Right. Niggas turned out in 08 and 12.
Right, got registered and re-registered if they had to. Fuck it.
A lot of these young liberal progressives that were so energized thinking that racism was over because they selected a Black president.
Right.
Didn't show back up in 2010. Didn't show back up in 2012. Yep. Didn't show up in 2014
That's
either.
Why the Republican retook the House and the Senate.
Right. So those people are now energized, but think they gonna win without us. It's low-key infuriating to watch them try. Like, y'all excited about Iowa? Ain't no niggas in Iowa, bro.
2%, dog. 2% of y'all out there.
Why are you even excited about that win? It's Iowa. Unless you really do think that is the ideal look of the Democratic coalition is Iowa, he's in trouble. So you need more than that. And you're not going to get it by just telling niggas to be thankful or what about Hillary. That you're not going to get it that way. You're not going to get it by trotting out Cornel West.
No, you're not.
Who hates Obama and have this nigga energize Black people. It's not going to happen, especially down here in the South.
Mm-mm.
People, niggas love Obama, dog. It is what it is. You have to deal with that realism.
Right.
That's why Hillary is hugging Obama and bringing up how much she worked in his administration every second she gets, bringing up her experience every second she gets. Bernie tried to primary that nigga. You know what I'm saying? Like, Hillary in 08 tried to pull the hardworking white middle class American thing, and she lost.
Yes, she did.
You think she about to fuck up the same time? Same? She not doing it twice.
She so, learned, dog.
Yeah, so I'm, like I said, it's low-key infuriating watching white progressives, you know, such as the Young Turks, talk about how Bernie bros don't exist as I watch them harass me and many other black people and women and black women and
right.
anyone that would dare disagree with them. And then we're supposed to pretend it's not happening. And you don't think that it's slowly eroding people's enthusiasm for this candidate? Yeah, you get to be enthusiastic about it because they ain't harassing you.
Right, you don't care.
You know what I mean? You're not you're already in the camp. You're not bringing up anything he can do better or anything any area you like to see him improve or anything you like to see him talk about. You're not doing that. So you're not getting the response. That's why you get to live in a bubble where you think everybody's being civil. But let one of y'all step out of line and say, yo, I think Bernie fucked up tonight. Oh, you'll catch it. You'll see what it's like. Then you'll be like, oh, damn, I owe these people apology. But instead, what's going to happen is he'll lose, and then you guys will be blaming us. So.
Yeah, well, you're blaming the blacks. You're blaming the women.
Yeah, we'll see you. We'll see you soon. Anyway, of course, they would have a direct investment in denying Bernie bros exist. Anything that would make Sanders appear to be less than saintly is covered up, which is so wild, right? Because it honestly has no effect on their candidate.
Mm-mm.
For his supporters to admit that this is happening and say it shouldn't be happening. You see what I'm saying? Like, it actually makes him look better if the people that support him are like, oh yeah, those people that are going around harassing people are fucked up and they need to stop doing it. And we're gonna tell them to stop. Now, they may not stop, but at least I know, oh, there's some cool Bernie supporters out there. I would like to be in a coalition with that kind of person.
Right, and if more people did that, you would convince maybe somebody like me to even consider him. But when I see people that I personally know talk about their political points and go and see their at mentions tore to pieces with egg avatars and cow avatars and chicken and turkeys and frogs and dog and cat avatars for hours and hours and days on end, all times of the day, all times of the night. You're not going to, and then you deny it happens. Somebody like me, you'll never convince me.
Yeah. They think, well, here's what's one of the things I find funny, because, you know, black people that really follow politics are pretty much unenthusiastic about all the candidates.
Right.
And I imagine it will remain to be so, right?
Mm-hmm.
But black people do get out and vote. Black women especially get out and vote
at a very high rate.
End of the day, Hillary Clinton is a woman, and it is a milestone. I'm not saying people are going to be enthusiastic like they were about voting for a black president.
Mm-mm.
But you'll probably have more enthusiasm if she made it through and people are like, well, shit, at least I can pull that lever for a woman.
Right.
You might actually, you know what I'm saying? Like, people are going to hold their nose for the most part, no matter what. At least people who are really politically informed. But people that are just kind of casually like, hey, man, I go to the polls every year anyway. It's going to be a lot of them that are just like, fuck it. Let's get a woman in there. You know what I mean? And the other choice is Trump. You know what I'm saying? Like, or whatever, you know, Cruz. Like, you know, there's going to be a lot of people like that. So, I think he needs to do a better job within his campaign of separating himself from those fools. But, hey, man, why would he have to when so many white liberals are doing that job for him by just saying that people don't exist?
Mm-hmm.
Apparently, I haven't been harassed. Neither is Imani, neither is Elon. No, nobody's been harassed, guys. Right. It's just all in our heads.
Right, and y'all running off the support that he might could have gotten.
Yeah, none of these feminists that said it, and it's not happening. Of course, they would have a direct investment in denying it. Yeah, yet let this event supporters of Trump, Ted Cruz, or any other Republican, and you'd have half-written articles or tweet after tweet in them saying, see how fucked up the conservatives are? Bingo. Bingo. Also, know how the Young Turks, which is headed by a dude, trots out a woman to tell their audience that the Bernie bro doesn't exist while the dudes chuckle in the background. But as I say, y'all got it. We all say y'all got it. And let the church say amen.
Amen.
The poll is, who won? Who won? Amber Rose, Kim Kardashian, Kanye, Wiz, Black China, or Rob Kardashian? Who won? 67% of the vote goes to Amber Rose. That's who you guys think won the most. Rob Kardashian won the second most. Kim Kardashian won 15%. Rob only won 19%.
Everybody else is zero.
Kanye, Wiz, and Black China all got zero.
Right.
EVE says Amber won the moment Kanye dragged her into something she had nothing to do with. He obviously still obsessed with her. Kim taking that selfie with Amber looks kind of desperate on the Kanye and Kim part because they're trying to look unbothered when they clearly are. There you go, guys. Now you know who won. we got a couple voicemails. Let me play them.
Let's see, it's the Honorable Dr. Reverend Manning. I'm honorable because now I'm a judge. I went to the Kinko's and used resume paper, and I printed out my judge certificate. So I am now honorable. You folks at the Black Guy Who Tips Black Man Who Tips Black Person Tips has been saying things about me, you and you homo demons over in that twib, so-called reality. It is true. I have been called in front of the tax office to say things about my taxes. So at this point, everything must go. We're having a huge sale of everything of my church offices. The bobbleheads made with my head. The crosses with my hands. The Manning Mobile, the 1882 Cadillac. And the jumpsuit with the booty hole from my time in jail. The portrait of me, white Jesus, and Miss P. The saying of the day calendar, let's see. March 5th says Obama is a sodomite. January 7th, Obama is a sodomite. Now, these are 2014, so they will not have the word honorable in front of my name. So, with everyone, I will write the words honorable before Dr. Reverend Manning. And for everyone that tries to help me out, you have a t-shirt that says, just say no to lattes. Now it's time for me to go back to this NBA gym game. I'm going up against Creflo Dollar. He just got 3 points in a row, so he's on fire like no son of mine in hell. Boom shakalaka.
Oh no. Apparently, Atla has still has dial-up phones.
Get off that Kinko's.
Oh, Jesus. Oh, he's still on.
Get off that Kinko's phone line. He's trying to hang up. Kinko's won't let him hang up.
Oh, damn, Dr. Manning. Oh, my goodness. He is just having issues. I don't know.
Hey, he got no cell phone. He done sold it.
That rotary phone to get you every time. that was hilarious. Laza voicemail.
Hey, Rod. This is not.
Hey, Nick Jew.
This is Tina.
Oh, hey, Tina.
This is about episode 1127 when you were talking about Columbia House and just, you know, being a poor college student. I remember when students, my classmates would donate plasma. So plasma was the big hot thing in my school. And I'm anemic, so they didn't want me. So it was deep. The struggle was real. And I know that when I do have children, I'm definitely going to teach my children how to braid because braiding, cutting hair, those are some, and nails are some extra hustles that you can take on those college campus streets,
mm-hmm.
especially the HBCU. Oh, but this is the gay news. I know I'm probably going to call it on a freak, but I'm so sick of people talking about, oh, the gays are equal. It's not just the half. It's not just the population of heterosexuals who think it's equal. It's also a large amount of affluent whites. Gay men who are like, once I got marriage equality, I'm straight. Because, right, you have your white privilege. I was reading this really good article. It talked about AIDS activism, and one of the things it talked about was how these largely white affluent men were in shock that the government wasn't trying to step in and fix everything. And that's how aid activism became such a monumental movement, because these rich, very well-connected men were like, oh, hell no, listen. I'm not a minority in that way, and I'm going to need you to fix this. And they really weren't thinking no. So it's just the privilege within the gay community is deep as hell. Mm-hmm. I think I've said this before. There's homeless people. There are poor people, disenfranchised people. It's all types of different issues. Oh, the seniors, right? What happens when you're gay and you have to go back in the closet because your nursing home is like, no, ma'am, you can't stay together. Right. Or your family who cut you off because you're gay is, you know, in charge of your stuff. So I'm sure it's going to be an exciting week of activities on the Black Guy Who Tips agenda. So you will surely be hearing back from me. Just waiting to hear another story, though, Rod, from that preacher. What's the preacher in Harlem? I love those invitations. All right. Talk to you later.
Thank you, Tita.
Thank you.
Oh, yeah. Every single time she calls, I'm like, oh, Nick, did you call? Oh.
She sounds just like her.
Sorry. But, nah, Tina, thank you so much for calling.
Thank you, sweetie.
It was awesome. Yeah, man. I look forward to them Reverend Brandon stories, too. Just, I don't know what he's going to be doing. He's going to be broadcasting from somebody's basement.
Pretty soon, yeah, with everything, with the everything must go sign.
Yeah, he about to be podcasting.
About to have a yard sale out there on the sidewalk.
When that spare bedroom like us, dog.
Mm, right.
About to be up in that other bedroom talking about the Reverend Dr. James Van in a podcast.
Honorable. I mean, yeah. Honorable.
Atla Worldwide. Phone lines, well, I guess they're open. We have one voicemail, one email, but 704-557-0186. I don't know how much longer we're going to be on. Aaron says, hello, dear black men is a movement that we participated. Oh, this is Aaron from Black Astronauts. Okay.
Hey, baby.
Hello, dear black men is a movement that we participated in last year to help uplift black men when the rest of the world would not. This year we are doing it again, but this time it is for our black women. I'm emailing you and host that you may take a second to listen and maybe share this clip or talk more about it. I usually don't hit friends up for this type of solicitation, but I feel it's important to get the word out to as many ears as possible. Even if you don't share it, thank you for taking time to listen to the message. In service, Aaron. Okay, I ain't want to put your government out there. I was about to say it's whole government. Let me say this so I can play it. Assuming it'll play. I don't know what kind of file this is. You know, we just got this new computer.
Right, that new computer. Like, hey, what are your options? what do you want to choose? You click on something, they be like, you know what?
Yeah, don't worry about that.
Everything's default. What's default, bitch? I don't know. Just play it.
Right.
You go. I don't care. Just make the sound come through.
Let's see if I can put it somewhere. How about here?
And they ask you questions like, you know, is this what you want? I don't know what I want.
To play it, see, launch. Can I play it with this? See, .aac. I don't know what kind of file that is.
Oh, I seen it pop up in the top corner.
Hey everyone, it's Can, and I'm here with a new Black History Month movement celebrating black women, hashtag Dear Black Women. So many of you participated when it was for black men. I want to do the same for black women. February 1st through 29th, we are filling this Black History Month in love with 29 days of love letters to black girls and women. So people across gender, race, class, socioeconomic status, all of you are asked to participate so that the collective effort of people of color and our allies is both necessary and welcome. There's no minimum length. It can be anything from a tweet to an epistle. So what you do is on Facebook or Twitter or Instagram, you make your post public and you add the hashtag Dear Black Women so that it can be collected and returned to when encouragement and love are needed. Invite at least two people to participate, an ally and a person of color. And you can commit to every day this month. You can commit to Mondays, one day, whatever you want to do. It's up to you. If you don't want to write, but you want to participate in some way, just share this post with your friends. Share the blog with your friends. Share the hashtag and let people know that this is a possibility. So I'm looking forward to seeing what everybody writes. Take care, y'all. Peace.
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 Well, there you have it, guys. Make sure y'all participate, you know, over there at the Black Astronauts Podcast. They always holding it down. Mm-hmm. Always thinking about black people. Always talking about support your own. Always, what the hell is wrong with that sound? Okay, I'll fix that later. Yeah.
It prompts, so I don't know why you can make it stop.
New computer. But we'll talk to you guys later. Thank you so much for listening. We'll be back tomorrow. And I know this week we got some good guests coming. If everything goes right, we should have the ladies from Let's Get Greedy.
Yes. I'm sorry. I'm excited about this one. Yes.
If you guys listen to Karen's podcast, Lip Smacking Good, she's interviewed them before.
That was so much fun.
And they are some hilarious comedians, two black women that go and eat all the shit that we would love to eat.
Oh my gosh.
They do a YouTube series about it. You guys can look it up. I think Danielle posted in the
Facebook group.
Mm-hmm. So you guys should be familiar with it. So check them out.
I am really excited about this. Yes.
Yeah. And then Monday, if everything goes well, knock on wood, we should have the crew from What's the Tea.
Yes.
So hopefully we'll be celebrating dabbing on them the whole show.
Yes. Nick, Drew, and Reggie.
Mm-hmm. So we'll talk to you guys. we'll talk to you guys tomorrow.
I'm excited. I think I might be more excited than y'all. Y'all about to guess, because I don't be knowing y'all. I just show up to the show.
Hey man, I gotta earn my keep back here. So all right, guys, we'll talk to y'all tomorrow. Until then, I love you.
I love you too. Mwah.